From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday the country has a problem with its judiciary that must be fixed. The statement comes a day after the Supreme Court annulled his election win last month and ordered a new poll within 60 days.
We shall respect, but we shall revisit this agenda. Oh, yes.
We shall.
The president's latest comments mark the second time since Friday's ruling that he has spoken critically about the judiciary in public. Venezuelan authorities are opening an investigation into the wife of prominent opposition activist Leopoldo Lopez after finding a large amount of cash in her car. Lillian Tintori denounced what she said was the persecution of her family.
I'm not a public employee. I'm a mother, a wife. I'm a human rights activist. What are they looking for? To hurt us? Humiliate us? Discredit us?
On Thursday, authorities uncovered an amount equaling to about $60,000 in a vehicle belonging to Tintori. It's unclear what crime she is being investigated for, but she says the cash was to pay for emergencies. Cambodian opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested in Phnom Penh early Sunday, and the government says that he is accused of treason. The government said in a statement that it had video clips and other evidence which pointed to secret plans of conspiracy between Kem Sokha and others, as well as foreign agents, to harm the Kingdom of Cambodia. For instantaneous access to stories, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News.